Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really love having this young lady on. She's running for District 11 congressman out of the great state of Florida. Also, she has been banned by just about every social media. She's got a great book out that's called Loomered. It's Laura Loomer. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. You know, you've been fighting this fight for a long time. I think I was in South Florida 5 years ago, something like that, where we did this get together for our station there. And Coulter was there. We talked a lot then. And since then, you've been basically deplatformed from all the big ones. And they've never really given you a valid reason. I get squelched all the time. Facebook put some stupid disclaimer on something I posted yesterday. This is their new one, Laura, and I wonder if you can comment on this. They don't say that it's factually incorrect. They don't say that it's mis- or disinformation. They say not enough context. What the hell does that mean? So if you don't mind, I mean, big tech, they got rid of you because they were afraid of you. You did nothing wrong, as far as I can tell. But now they're squelching anybody and everybody if we don't get in lockstep.
Well, it's all about controlling our culture and our elections. And what it all comes down to is five billionaires in Silicon Valley and the tech industry, who also happen to be Democrat Party mega donors, deciding what you can and can't say, what is acceptable speech, what you're allowed to post, what you're allowed to share, what you're allowed to consume. And they're doing it, of course. Notice that this first happened right in 2018 when I got banned everywhere.
Right.
And that was an election year. Then, you know, the next sweep of bans came in 2019, a year before the 2020 election. Okay. Now, right, we're in 2021, ahead of the midterm elections for 2022, after the stolen election in 2020. And they're announcing more, you know, crackdowns and very vague and constantly changing terms of service so that they can deny conservatives and anybody to the right of Karl Marx a voice. So, you know, this is what has been happening. But unfortunately, the Republican Party is complicit in this censorship campaign, as far as I'm concerned, because they're really not doing anything. And I kind of wonder every single time I see a story about censorship getting worse and, you know, new terms of service. Every single day, they seem to have a new rule or a new explanation as to why they're censoring people. How long is it going to be? How many more election cycles do we need to go through before the Republican Party decides to, you know, push for repealing Section 230, push for jailing Zuckerberg and Dorsey for committing perjury, lying to Congress under oath? When are we going to see some action?
Right. It's Laura Loomer. LauraLoomerForCongress.com is the website. Go and support her candidacy. You got very close to winning. I mean, you are a real challenger in that seat that had been held for a long time by Frankel, right?
I won. The election was stolen, just like it was stolen from Donald Trump. I won my election.
I'm not going to disagree with you, but you know, if we have the actual information, where here's the fraud that proves it, you know, I hope that that's heard. I hope that that's seen. Having said that, the point that I'm making is big tech has a responsibility to allow you your voice if the person you're challenging had a voice on that site. I thought you had a real legal case that was winnable. Whatever happened with that? I mean, they can't not allow you to be heard. They can't not allow you to be seen. In fact, they should have to verify you because you are a viable candidate that you say won. That the end of the day, whether they lied or not, you didn't win, but you certainly were a real challenge. How did they get away with that? Why didn't you have a real legal case and why didn't you win that?
Well, so I did have a legitimate legal case that ended up going all the way to the Supreme Court. I filed numerous lawsuits, and so sometimes people get the lawsuits mixed up. But I had a case that I filed in 2018 against Google, Facebook, Twitter, and Apple. And we said that these companies were not private companies. They were acting as state actors. And ironically, it's the same legal argument that Donald Trump's legal team is now utilizing 3 years later. And I've been told from consultants on his legal team that it was actually lifted from my lawsuit. So wow. I'm honored that, you know, my lawsuits have been able to provide legal arguments to Donald Trump. And you know, we argued that these companies were state actors and that they were going to work together to promote anti-competitive and discriminatory behaviors to then steal the election from Donald Trump
right. And
silence conservatives. That's exactly what happened. This year, the case went all the way to the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court denied hearing the case, but Justice Thomas issued a concurring opinion in which he said that my arguments that were laid out in my lawsuit against these big tech companies were valid arguments, and eventually the court would be forced to hear them. And now we've seen that Donald Trump is utilizing the same arguments in his cases against Twitter and Facebook and other tech companies, which have also been filed, just like my lawsuits were, in the Southern District of Florida. And so Hopefully now conservatives who tried to delegitimize me and my lawsuits over these last few years, these same conservatives who are now applauding Donald Trump for his lawsuits that utilize the same, you know, legal arguments that I pioneered with my legal team.
Right.
Hopefully they'll realize that I was right and that they spent years demonizing people for the wrong reasons. Just like now, right, we're seeing the labeling of parents who are concerned about their children as being domestic terrorists.
Disgusting.
Well, you know, they did the same thing in 2019 when they banned me and Milo and Alex Jones and Gavin McGinnis and others and said that we were dangerous individuals and domestic terrorists. And it made us radioactive so that people wouldn't want to associate with us. And that's exactly right. What the DOJ is doing. The DOJ has been weaponized and they're working hand in hand with big tech to disenfranchise conservatives and steal our elections.
It's Laura Loomer. Go to lauralumerforcongress.com. Get the book Loomered, Loomered. It's available on the 19th. It's coming out. Can they pre-order it now on Amazon and wherever else they get books, or do they go right to your website?
Yeah, so the book comes out October 19th. I'm very excited. It's my first book. It's called Loomered, How I Became the Most Banned Woman in the World.
Right.
And you can get it online. I encourage people to order it through other non-big tech sites. So okay. Maybe Barnes & Noble, but it is going to be available on Amazon until they decide to ban it, which I'm sure they will eventually.
I appreciate that you made sure that we understand how the case went. Yes, the Justice Thomas said, without a doubt, and I read his thought about this, it's going to have to come before the court. Many people said you lost. You didn't lose. They just didn't hear it. So that means that it can be brought up again and it can be heard. Right. What bothers me is, yes, parents are domestic terrorists. So is Laura Loomer. Some days, I guess I am a domestic terrorist. But the Taliban can exist. The CCP can exist. The worst actors on the planet can exist. Help me understand. Look, you and I can't get in their heads because we're too smart and we're not down and dirty like they are. But if you had to give an opinion as to why they think we're stupid enough to think that's okay, and by their labeling of the rest of us, do you know why they think that they're going to get away with it? Because everybody supports them in it? Why?
Clarify something that you said.
Sure.
The case that people are referencing that I lost is the case I brought against the Council on American Islamic Relations, right, otherwise known as CARE, which is an Islamic terrorist organization, because they admitted that they lobbied Twitter to ban me. So I sued them through this loophole in Florida law that says that you can't have foreign entities tortiously interfere with malintent in the business relations of a Florida business owner. And I'm a Florida business owner. My media company, Illuminate Media, is incorporated in the state of Florida.
Right.
And so the judge said that now I have to pay CARE. You know, I've been ordered by a federal judge to commit treason. They want me to pay $124,000 to an Islamic terrorist organization. One, I don't have the money, so they're not going to get the money. And two, even if I did have the money, I'm not committing treason by funding terrorism.
I don't disagree with you. And CARE is not a good organization. The media and big tech trying to make it like it's just some sort of middle-of-the-road moderate organization. It is not. We know what the history is there. It's very, very easy to go and look it up and find out. Use something other than Google to look them up. But CARE, we know what CARE is. In fact, one of their leaders kept on emailing me, and then I hit him back with what I really know about Taqiyya, what I really know about the Quran, what I really know about the Hadith, and the guy backed off. Because I think that they want us to be dumb and think that what they're saying is true. There is no moderation there in CARE, and CARE is a bad organization. I'll say that right here publicly on my radio show. If they want to come after me, they can come. It's Laura Loomer. Go to lauralumerforcongress.com. The book is Loomered. Make sure you go and get that. So what is the end result? Now, we alluded to this early on. I believe, and I think I said this to you last time, that the Republicans and so-called conservatives that have 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 million followers on social media will talk the good talk, but they'll never, ever take action because they fear they'll lose their following. Do you agree?
Well, yeah, not just that, but they're also in the pockets of big tech. And, you know, it's easy to have these little hearings that that accomplish absolutely nothing. I mean, how many more damn hearings are we going to have where people just go and they give their talking points that their staffers write for
them? They lie, right?
They immediately clip them, and then the Republicans post them on Twitter so that they can look like they're warriors in the hearing room, but they're not actually doing anything. And even worse, they're taking money from big tech. We don't need any more hearings. All we need to do is implement the law. Nancy Pelosi's always saying nobody's above the law. All right, well, what happened when Roger Stone was accused of lying to Congress, right? He had the FBI outside his home with CNN and 29 FBI agents you know, at gunpoint at 5 o'clock in the morning. We
disgusting.
Need to do this thing
right.
to Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg and Sundar Pichai. They lied to Congress. They committed perjury when they told Congress under oath that they were not censoring conservatives, that they were not interfering in our elections, that they were not implementing algorithms to censor conservatives. We have the tapes. James O'Keefe at Project Veritas has exposed this. So I want to know, when are Republicans going to stop having hearings and finally push for prosecution, federal prosecution?
As much as I agree with you, and you're right on everything you just said, let's make it even simpler. Jack Dorsey admitted that they squelched the New York Post when they exposed Hunter Biden in the laptop. 10% of voters said they would not have voted for Biden had they known about this. Dorsey knew that. The inner workings of Twitter knew that. And then he just gets to say, it was a mistake. We probably shouldn't have done that. I mean, Laura, that's not okay. Well, if I make a mistake and run somebody over, I'm still going to be held liable. Right. Let's say it really was a mistake, which it was, and they did it on purpose. You and I know that. But let's say it really was a mistake. That mistake cost big time on the public, you know, knowledge of what was going on heading into the election. That mistake was a powerful mistake, Jack Dorsey. Shouldn't he have to face some sort of contempt, some sort of crime, some sort of involuntary mistakeism? I mean, if you want to put it in legal terms, I don't know. Something should happen, right?
Exactly. Not even just Jack Dorsey. But it's funny that you mentioned that. I actually exclusively reported. I was able to obtain emails from the Hunter Biden laptop, and I reported on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's financial and political ties to Facebook, which date back over a decade.
Right.
So this has been in the works for years now. Kamala Harris, when she was Attorney General of California, one of the attorneys by the name of Chris Kelly, who was a general counsel for Facebook. Okay, there are emails that go back and forth talking about how when Joe Biden was vice president, Facebook was having meetings with Joe Biden while he was vice president,
wow.
trying to secure multi-million dollar deals for Beau Biden's foundation and Hunter Biden's foundation. And so these emails prove that Joe Biden, while he was vice president, right, years ago, was abusing his position so that his family could be enriched through deals with big tech. So, you know, it isn't just a coincidence. These people have been working together to steal elections and silence Americans and undermine our democracy for over a decade. And my investigative report proves it.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And Joe Biden's arrogance was put on display for the world in that video when he brags about holding Ukraine hostage and extorting them to fire somebody so they'll get $1 billion. He admits it, laughed about it, and the media does nothing. And then this other stuff that you've exposed and others have exposed, it's so incendiary that it needs to be known by the public. But we just found out in the recent election, stolen or not, at the end of the day, 10% said they would have voted the other way had they just known about it, and this information was squelched on purpose. It's Laura Loomer. Go to lauralumerforcongress.com. Get her book, Loomered. She's the most banned woman on social media, yet you won't be quiet, which I love, and you keep on going after them, which I love. I want to give you a chance to just give a last notion to those who are watching and listening to what they should be taking in, what they should be thinking in the back of their heads when they believe in social media, when they're not skeptical, when they just get in line on vaccine mandates and so on. I mean, what is your thought process for those of us who are so engrossed in social media every day that it starts to become reality?
Well, I just have to say, you're in an abusive relationship. You're in an abusive relationship with big tech. And just like a person involved in an abusive relationship needs to, you know, develop the courage to walk away from their abusive partner before something terrible happens. Maybe you get the crap eaten out of you, or maybe you get killed. You need to have the courage to leave this abusive relationship that you are in, this codependent, unhealthy relationship with big tech, and delete your accounts before they delete you, because that's what it boils down to. Every time you log on to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you are making Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg richer. But if you leave and there's a mass exodus, right? They lose money. They lose money. And so conservatives and even our lawmakers, too, they should be leading the way. They should stop posting on Twitter and Facebook. And even from a political standpoint, right, they need to be embracing these other alternative sites, sites like Parler and Gab and Telegram, because a large population of their constituency and the American public cannot receive updates from political figures or elected officials anymore because they're banned. Something that, you know, I tried raising awareness about with the Republican Party last election cycle when I was the first federally banned candidate in United States history. But Kevin McCarthy was too busy taking money from Comcast and big tech to give a damn.
Well, hopefully somebody's going to give a damn coming up, and I hope that you win next time. It's Laura Loomer. Go to lauralumerforcongress.com. Get the book, Loomer. Laura, let's do it again. I appreciate your friendship.
Thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
We're back after this. Stay right here.